This past Thursday evening, I was back at my old stomping grounds, St. Thomas Aquinas, at Iowa State University, where I served for 17 years. It was a discernment event sponsored by the Vocation Office, where pastors from the area invite young men who they think might be open to learning more about the priesthood to come, and there was about 30 guys who came to participate. When I was transferred here to St. Pius X, Archbishop Jekylls asked me to kind of keep my foot in the vocation work, so I'm the Associate Vocation Director for the Archdiocese in addition to serving here. So I took some men from Cedar Rapids, and when I got there, there was a few guys from three of my previous parishes, who I remember as little kids serving Mass for me, that were there. And I was kind of surprised and delighted to see them there. So it was a great event, and we pray for more from our Archdiocese and from our St. Pius X parish to join Deacon Jeff Frieden from here in seminary. Toward the end of the evening is a kind of a panel open discussion, and there was five priests there. And so the people could ask whatever questions they wanted to ask, and one of the questions was, what's your favorite sacrament to celebrate? So one said, well, I love celebrating the Eucharist, just being with my people at Sunday Mass, giving praise to God. Another one said his favorite sacrament was reconciliation, to see people burdened by sin and how grace sets them free. And then it was my turn. And I told the students, I said, you know, a story about how I met a college student in a secular setting once, and he looked at me and says, so, like, are you really a priest? And I said, yeah, I really am. And he said, oh, well, I'm Catholic. And I said, oh, really? Why don't you name the seven sacraments in 30 seconds or less, starting now? And he goes, baptism, communion, retirement. I said, no, retirement's not one of the seven sacraments. So the other night I said, well, if it was a sacrament, I may choose retirement, but because it's not, I'm going to go with anointing of the sick, which really I think is. And I would not have said that on the day I was ordained. To encounter people at a moment in their life when you're not in control, when we have an acute sense of our need for the Lord. And after you celebrate that sacrament, often there's this transcendent moment of silence. There's a strange beauty to the sacrament of anointing of the sick. In today's gospel, 10 lepers come to Jesus, and they have an acute sense of their need for the Lord. They cry out, Jesus, have pity on us. Jesus tells them to go to the priest, and on the way there, all 10 of them are made whole. And yet, only one returns to say thank you. And the gospel points out he was a Samaritan, one of the despised people. Well, there's lots to pray about with this gospel, but one thought I have is this. All 10 lepers were cured, but only one was healed. You know, when I've had daily Mass in churches that are a little smaller than this, I've been able to invite people to pray whatever petitions they bring to that Mass out loud. And it strikes me that many, if not most, of those petitions are for healing for people that they love. Please heal Grandpa. You know, please heal Mom. Lots and lots of prayers that people bring to Mass are prayers for healing. And yet, I kind of wonder if what we really mean when we pray that prayer is simply a cure. Just restore their health so their life can go on the way it was before. You know, 9 lepers were cured. They saw a difference in their bodies, but there was no difference in their hearts. They could not even be bothered to come back to say thank you to Jesus. Only the Samaritan was healed. Not only was his body changed, but his life changed. He was the only one to return to Jesus. He was the only one to say thank you. One might wonder how the rest of his life was different from the other 9. My guess is that the rest of his life was full of gratitude. He found many reasons to say thank you to Jesus, and my guess is he spent the rest of his life doing good for other people. My guess is that the other 9 spent the rest of their lives simply pursuing their own will, their own self-interest. You see, to be healed and not just cured is to have a whole new approach to life. Instead of self-pity and self-interest, those who are healed by the Lord are always full of gratitude. You see a change not just in their bodies. We see a change in the whole direction of their lives. In 2 weeks, in our parish, we will offer the sacrament of anointing the sick at all of our masses. Those who are burdened by illness and burdened by age are invited to come to Jesus with an acute sense of their need for the Lord and simply allow him to touch them. I encourage those who will be anointed to spend these 2 weeks kind of reflecting on that sacrament, so that when you come in 2 weeks, you can kind of reflect on this question: do I ask the Lord for a cure, or do I ask him for a healing? Because there's a big difference between those two.